At the Bangkok meeting, top disaster managers have agreed that preparedness for multiple shocks, particularly natural disasters and economic crises, must be central to development planning in Asia and the Pacific. Dr. Noeline Heiser, head of ESCAP, stressed that prevention is key to avoiding disasters.
Governments must invest in prevention and preparedness because it's far more effective and less costly than the recovery efforts. And some of it can be very simple, for example, building codes and retrofitting unsafe buildings and coordinating regional monetary policies, strengthening some of the management of cross-border river basin ecosystems.
Lieutenant General Nadeem Ahmad of Pakistan has been honored for planning and coordinating the relief and reconstruction operations following the October 2005 devastating earthquake in his country. As chairman of the National Disaster Management Authority in Pakistan, he oversaw the management of the great floods in 2010. Today, he shares some of the lessons learned from those disasters.
First and foremost, I think we need to provide space, ownership and resources to the institutions that we have created. I think there is still scope for improvement. Second, we understand at the political level that prevention pays, but because of the competing requirements, we are not putting enough resources into prevention. If we had put in just $147 million at the time of floods 2010 to strengthen the flood protection infrastructure, we would have saved $20 billion worth of losses. And lastly, we may have land use plans, we may have building codes, our enforcement is poor. And that is why you continue to see the buildings collapsing and people dying.
Philippine Senator Richard Gordon is chairman and CEO of the Philippines Red Cross and governor of the International Federation of the Red Cross and the Red Crescent Societies. Growing up and experiencing disasters such as floods and major earthquakes, Senator Gordon observed that the people were just reacting. As soon as he was in a leadership position, he drew out the best in people and stressed the importance of volunteering.
People must always be part of the process of change. The important thing in leadership is to draw out the best out of people, bring out the volunteers, teaching them to predict, plan, prepare, practice so that they can cope, mitigate, relieve, and rehabilitate. As a leader of my community, as mayor, as chairman of Subic Bay, after Pinatubo, we were devastated. Then an economic disaster befell us, which is the removal of bases. We had to move fast, and we had to have a vision of a pre-port, but that vision has to be translated to things that were understood by the populace. And so it was easy for us to say, well, we have nothing anymore. This disaster upon us. You have no bread, no rice on the table. Well, you have to volunteer to protect and preserve the facilities left by America and make sure that we prosper from it. As a result thereof, today Subic makes ships for Korea, Acer computers and everything like that, and it has become a tourism success story, mainly because of the people. And so today in the Philippines, in the Red Cross, we have already managed to come up with a volunteer system where, got your attention, right? Every volunteer has a whistle. And every time there is a major disaster coming, we use text messaging and we use whistles.
Now to talk about the issue of the economic crisis is Indonesia's Dr. Rizal Ramli. He is the coordinating minister for the economy and was minister of finance for the year 2000. Dr. Ramli encouraged everyone to look at the lessons of the 1997 economic crisis to manage the financial shocks better in the future.
First, if you have a crisis, don't listen to IMF solution. This is true also for certain Europe countries, Greece and Portugal. Because what they are going to push is just more contraction of the economy, which is going to push negative growth and also a lot of unemployment. You have to find your own solution. Second, any economic crisis have huge costs. The policymaker at the very beginning of the crisis have to decide who are going to share the cost. Some sort of burden sharing. But to put all the burden only for the people is a very dangerous game that creates more political instability. Third, I think it is important for us to promote the Asian monetary authorities. Asia now has the largest reserve worldwide. China alone has about $3.5 trillion. Asia is the growth center of world economy now. The Asian experience indicates that a totally liberal solution is not always a solution. The Asian experience indicates that real economy is important. That's why an Asian monetary authority is important.
Dr. Rizal Ramli, Indonesia's coordinating minister for the economy. Beng Poblete Enriquez, United Nations.